Hello, this is James Masters. You're listening to NakedSpike.com.
Love hurts, baby.
So, you let Parker take a poke, eh? Didn't seem like you knew each other that well. What exactly did it take to pry apart the Slayer's dimpled knees?
So, who do you kill for fun around here?
Who are you?
Spike.
Get dressed if you can find your clothes and push off, because if I can't have all of you, I'd rather... Hey, that's cheating.
Watcher's pet.
So, what did Captain Peroxide want?
Nothing can defeat the penis!
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
What are you looking at?
The man I love.
Welcome back to NakedSpike.com, the podcast. Here at this podcast, we read the fanfic that is found on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike with Arthur's permission. Go on over to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike and see what's happening this month. See all of the wonderful fan art, man nips, things like that. Read all the stories. Leave feedback for all of the artists that are so gracious to post their work there. Today's story that I'm going to bring you is titled A New Beginning by Yummy Mum. It is rated NC-17, contains explicit sexual situations and strong language. Also, here's the summary. Late night, abandoned cemetery, and a trapped slayer. What's a horny vamp to do? If you're looking for a plot, you won't find it here. There is a whole bunch of nakedness, though. If this sort of thing interests you... And it may contain mild spoilers for season 2. This story is read to you by the wonderful Crystal. Please remember, this podcast is intended for anyone 18 and over. If you are not of age, please respect yourself and respect me and shut it off and come back later when you are of age. Thank you.
A New Beginning, written by Yumi Mom, read by Crystal. Here, kitty, kitty. Seductive baritones shattered the eerie silence of the otherwise peaceful cemetery. Spike had been engaged in a heated conflict for the better part of an hour. Ceaselessly, the two opponents battled from one side of the consecrated ground to the other. They were evenly matched skill-wise, but polar opposites where it mattered. Dark and light, night and day, vampire and slayer. To the casual observer, it resembled a well-choreographed dance. An unremitting onslaught of punches and kicks, each maneuver preempted and evaded in a blur of swirling leather and honey-blonde dresses. Always one to give credit where credit was due, Spike acknowledged that the talented little slayer put up a valiant fight. She'd matched him, blow for blow, and try as he might, he was unable to claim the upper hand. Is that all you got, love? Spike's belligerent tone infuriated the wary slayer as he sauntered menacingly towards her. His leather duster billowed behind him as he launched into a series of kicks and punches, and he looked like he'd stepped from the pages of a backwards romance novel. With no end in sight, Spike breathed an unnecessary sigh of relief when the discovery of a freshly disturbed grave proved to be a valuable distraction to his frustrated adversary. Reeling from a particular fierce uppercut, Buffy stumbled over the irregular soil of the unearthed burial site. She cursed under her breath when her senses picked up on a fledgling vamp hidden nearby. As if on cue, a low growl pierced the air and the freshly risen vampire emerged, snarling from behind a crypt to her left. 2-1. The odds had just turned decidedly in Spike's favor. As the bloodthirsty fledgling rushed towards her, Buffy ducked a punch and pinned the disoriented vamp's arms behind his back. She delivered a swift kick to the back of its leg and unceremoniously snubbed a snarling demon towards Spike. Buffy was unable to resist taunting the stunned master vampire with a teasing smirk as the inept fledgling sent him sprawling to the ground. Spike's irritated growl pierced the air, and with one final glance, the slayer took off at a sprint across the cemetery. You can't hide from me forever, love. Spike could tell she was close. Hidden in the murky shadows of crumbling monuments and abandoned mausoleums, the scent of her vanilla perfume permeated the air of the neglected cemetery, and her thudding heartbeat called to the master vampire. A beacon, calling him home. Spike had bested 2 slayers in this time, and number 3 was imminent. Come out, wherever you are, he said in a sing-song voice. I promise I won't bite hard. Spike's voice was laced with false sincerity as he scanned his surroundings. A feral grin curled his lips when his superior vampiric eyesight caught a glimpse of movement in the obscure darkness several yards ahead of him. Buffy stood, shrouded in shadow, and stretched out her senses to locate the tenacious vampire who was purposefully tracking her down. She had to admit that when Spike put his mind to something, he was resolute in his determination to see it through to the end. She was convinced that from their very first meeting in the alley behind the Bronze, Spike had single-mindedly dedicated himself to being a pain in her ass, albeit a ruthlessly sexy and dangerous pain in the ass. And evil. Don't forget evil, Buffy thought, shaking the inappropriate ideas from her head. There will be no fantasizing about evil Spike. She caught a glimpse of his platinum blonde hair, shining in the moonlight as he stalked through the night like a panther, hunting her down like the relentless predator he was. Spike disappeared behind a neglected crypt, and the Slayer stepped out of her hiding place, intending to circle around him. Suddenly, the air was forced from her lungs as Buffy found herself slammed up against the cold and unforgiving wall. She stared into his demon-yellow eyes as Spike's lips curled into a menacing smirk. Using his preternatural speed, Spike grabbed her roughly by the forearms and pinned her to the clammy stonework before Buffy had the chance to retaliate. "Hello, cutie," he said, flashing Buffy his trademark smirk. The glint of victory was obvious in his triumphant gaze, and Buffy's heart rate increased as the finality of the situation washed over her. "I'm disappointed, Slayer," he said, moving closer to her prone body. "I'd hoped you'd be more of a challenge." Spike's fangs glistened in the moonlight as he leaned unhurriedly towards Buffy's neck. He felt her muscles tense a split second before her right leg shot out towards him. Chuckling darkly, he deftly avoided her foot as she attempted to kick her way out of his grasp. "Feisty little bite, aren't you?" he said as he moved to stand between her legs. Spike wrenched her wrists above her head and held them single-handedly in his iron grip. With a knowing smirk, he allowed his eyes to sweep the length of her lithe body in a heated caress. Proud that he had successfully immobilized the Slayer, he laughed as he trailed his hand down her arm, leaving goosebumps in his wake. Her golden skin was soft beneath his calloused fingertips as he traced her womanly curves and settled at her slender waist. Buffy's heart raced frantically at his gentle touch, and a startled gasp escaped her lips as her body trembled against him. He couldn't help wondering how someone as powerful and resilient as the Slayer could likewise be so delicate and fragile. She was like a beautiful rose flourishing in the harshest British winter. Spike shook his head to derail that particular train of thought. The last thing he needed was to start waxing poetic in front of the sodden Slayer. "Pull yourself together, mate. You've got her trapped." It never failed to amaze him that this tiny slip of a girl could thwart even his best thought-out plans. But then, thinking with his head had never been Spike's strong suit. He was ruled by his heart, by his blood. And at this moment in time, surrounded by the heady scent of the girl in his arms, Spike found his blood rapidly rushing south of his belt buckle. "You know, love," he said as his eyes wandered the taut planes of her body, "I'm getting a delicious sense of deja vu here." Spike's jeans were stretched tight over his erection as he pressed against her stomach, eliciting a gasp from the restrained Slayer. An unsolicited memory of a recent Halloween sprang to his mind. The memory of cornering the Slayer in a dusty storeroom as Mr. Tall, Dark, and Forehead looked on helplessly. Of watching her whimper beneath him as he lowered his fangs to her neck and ground his throbbing erection against her burning body. Ooh yeah, Slayer wants a piece of the big bad. Spike sensed the intoxicating scent of her arousal in the air even after the bloody spell had been broken. The thought alone had brought a sinful smirk to his lips. If he had smelt it was damn sure Peaches had to. "Look at you. Shaking, terrified, alone." Spike pulled back to take in her outfit and smiled appreciatively. "Gotta tell you, Slayer, much as I like that dress, these short little skirts you're so fond of certainly have their advantages." Buffy was panting heavily as he overwhelmed her senses. Her skin tingled wherever the memory of his cool touch lingered. The forbidden scent of cigarettes and leather surrounded her, and the rhythmic lull of his voice made her ache for more of his possessive touch. "Evil shouldn't look that good," she thought, struggling vainly against the responses of her traitorous body. "No spell to have you this time, lamb," he said, whispering in her ear. "I'm gonna do what I should have done back at that warehouse." "Just get it over with," Buffy said, refusing to show fear in front of her captor. She braced for the exquisite pain as Spike lowered his mouth to her neck. He felt a sharp intake of breath and chuckled as he brushed his lips down the column of her throat. "Aren't you an eager little thing?" Spike asked, running his tongue the entire length of her neck. "Can't rush something like this, love. A mouth-watering feast like you needs savoring." Buffy released a soft moan as he nuzzled at her collarbone and pressed a brief kiss to her fluttering pulse point. A pleasured whimper tore from her lips as Spike lightly scraped teeth against the tender skin. The action caused small rivulets of her potent blood to tease his eager taste buds. He knew from previous experience with his dark princess that Slayer blood was a powerful aphrodisiac. Not that he needed any help now. Spike had never been so turned on in his entire existence. If he didn't relieve the pressure of his throbbing dick soon, he was worried about causing permanent damage. Buffy was so responsive to his every touch that Spike was forced to clamp down on the demon's baser urges. It wouldn't do to lose control now, not when things were just getting interesting. He placed a parting kiss to the sensitive skin behind her ear and nipped at the soft flesh of her lobe. Buffy shuddered at the contact and her legs almost buckled beneath her. Sensing the tremor that ran the full length of her body, Spike tightened his grip on her wrist and prevented her from collapsing to the ground. "Scared yet, love?" he asked as Buffy gasped and writhed against him. Spike smirked as the Slayer glared in response. "I'm not afraid of you, Spike." She was more than aware of the shaky timbre of her voice. Scared? He had to be kidding. She had a deadly vampire at her throat, and she had never been more aroused in her life. "This is wrong. I'm certifiable. He must have a thrall, or..." Spike growled, and the commanding tone made Buffy forget her concerns. It was with an immense amount of willpower that she refrained from rubbing herself wantonly against his crotch. With a snarl, he bucked his hips against her, and Buffy felt like her body was burning from his cool touch. How is that even possible? Spike had to admire her defiance. He pulled back to look into her heavily lidded eyes and inhaled a deep exploratory breath. A faint sense of fear surrounded her, but it was overpowered by the unmistakably scent of her intoxicating arousal. Spike chuckled as he returned to her neck and ran his tongue around the outer shell of her ear. "I can smell you, Slayer," Spike said, tickling her neck with his breath. "Seems that having a big pair of your fangs gets you hot, makes you all wet and slippery." Buffy's cheeks flushed a bright shade of pink as Spike cocked his head to the side to study her. His lips curled into a sinful smirk, and he ran his tongue over his teeth. "You ever been touched before, Slayer?" Spike threaded the fingers of his free hand through her golden locks and whispered against her ear. "Ever let some idiot boy into that juicy quim of yours?" He chuckled as Buffy fixed him with an indignant glare. The subtle shake of her head provided all the answers he needed. Buffy suppressed a soft moan as his fingers released her hair and moved to stroke the soft skin of her stomach. "I'll take that as a no then, shall I?" Spike sighed as he rubbed soothing circles over her tanned abdomen with his thumb. "Figured as much. My worthless git of a grandsire wouldn't know what to do with a sweet little thing like you." Buffy's eyes widened as she took in his words. "I don't normally play with my food, love, but for you, I can make an exception. After all, what sort of vamp would I be if I let you go to the grave all virginal and untested?" "Go to hell, Spike." Her voice was a hoarse whisper as she strained futilely against his firm grip. He smiled and lowered his hand to toy at the hem of her miniskirt. "Not tonight, love. You and I have some unfinished business to take care of." Spike raised his leg and pressed his muscled thigh against her burning center. She was unable to contain a pleasured moan as they slowly ground his body against her. The hard evidence of his arousal pressed against her stomach, and Buffy could feel a fresh burst of moisture coat her panties. The scent of her excitement filled the air, and Spike chuckled as he lowered his leg, evoking a whimper of protest from the aroused Slayer. "Want to find out what happens when you put yourself in the hands of a real Master Vampire, love? Angelus will never show you. Not that poncy-ass winker he's become." Buffy stood before him, chest heaving, with a glazed-over look in her eyes. "What do you say, Slayer?" he asked, cupping her neck in his hand. "Want to go out with a bang?" In an instant, Spike released her hands and smashed his mouth to hers in a bruising kiss. His lips nibbled and coaxed hers before nipping at her full bottom lip. Buffy gasped, and Spike took the opportunity to slip his tongue inside and plunder her warm mouth. Slowly, Buffy brought her hands between them to rest against his muscle chest. She could have easily pushed him away, but instead she clutched at the black fabric of his t-shirt and mulled into his mouth. Spike kissed her relentlessly as she writhed against him. Reaching down, he grabbed her arms and encouraged her to wrap them around his muscled neck. Starved of oxygen, Buffy's lungs ached, but she was loath to break the hungry kiss. Spike's hands fell to her thighs in a possessive caress and slipped under the thin fabric of her skirt. He smoothed his palms over the tan skin of her thighs and reached behind her to grasp the firm globes of her ass in a fervent embrace. With an impassioned growl, Spike hauled her against his confined erection and moved his left hand to slip between her legs. Buffy groaned loudly and threw her head back as he began to stroke her roughly through the fabric of her drenched thong. "Just like I thought," My naughty kitty is all wet for the big bad. Spike fisted the fabric in his hand, and with a sharp tug, he tore it from her body. Without breaking eye contact, he brought them to his nose, inhaled the delicious aroma, and tucked them into his back pocket. The memories would stay with him forever, but it wouldn't hurt to keep a souvenir, would it? Buffy shivered as he traced her swollen labia with his fingers. Meticulously, he gathered her juices and teased her aching entrance. An excited gasp tore from her lips as Spike's thumb brushed over her clit and without warning plunged two long fingers inside her silken walls. "Tight little thing, aren't ya?" Spike asked as he proceeded to thrust his digits within her. "Gonna stretch you, my little kitten. Make you feel so good, I'll have you begging for more." "I'm not the begging type," Buffy gasped as he curled his fingers inside her. His talented digits brushed against a particularly sensitive spot, and she fisted her fingers in his gel-confined curls. "We'll see," Spike said confidently as he felt her fragrant juices start to pull in his hand. Buffy was unable to tear her eyes away from his smoldering gaze as she bucked and whimpered against his exploring fingers. A fluttering sensation spread throughout her body as Spike drove her steadily towards unprecedented heights of passion. Panting heavily, she groaned his name and screwed her eyes shut as she threw her head back in pleasure. Spike could feel her internal muscles flutter around his fingers as her orgasm quickly approached. She whimpered desperately as he suddenly withdrew his hand and took a step back from her quivering body. Confused eyes fluttered open, and Buffy took in the sight of the self-satisfied master vampire before her. Her mind was racing as it struggled to overcome the demands of her oversensitized body. "Why did you stop?" She winced at the whining tone that laced her question. "Oh God, can I sound any more desperate? Horny, thy name is Buffy." Spike took a step back and hooked his thumbs under his belt. The position framed his sizable bulge, and he fought back a groan when Buffy's eyes widened and she subconsciously licked her lips. "Got something better than my fingers, love." He stepped towards her again and drew her trembling hands towards his belt. "Unzip me." Moving of their own volition, Buffy's hands shook from nervousness as she fumbled with the fastenings. After several failed attempts, she popped the button of his jeans and slowly drew the zipper downwards. She was unable to suppress a moan as his engorged shaft sprung free into her waiting hand. Spike fought to maintain composure as Buffy wrapped her delicate fingers around his cock. She was so bloody warm, and her innocent actions were driving him insane. He couldn't wait to lose himself inside her tight pussy. The searing heat alone would probably dust him, but he wanted nothing more than be buried, cock and fangs, inside of the sweet haven of her body. "You're so big," Buffy said as she began to tentatively stroke his hard length. Her grip was light as she gathered the pre-cum from his swollen head and used it to ease her movements. Spike preened at her appraisal of his manhood and tucked an errant lock of hair behind her ear. For a second, his amber eyes faded to blue as a wave of affection rushed over him. His gentle smile faded when he remembered himself and fixed a cocky smirk to his lips. "Don't worry, love. I'll make it fit." Spike carefully removed her hand from around the throbbing length and pushed her back against the rough stone wall. He slipped his right hand under her thigh and opened her up fully. With an overconfident smirk, Spike stepped between her legs and poised his cock at her tight entrance. Taking his erection in hand, he rubbed the rounded head against her folds and teased her until she writhed against him in a panting frenzy. "What are you waiting for?" Buffy asked in exasperation, frustrated that he appeared to be toying with her. Spike grinned as he hooked her leg behind his denim-clad thigh and continued to massage her sodden flesh. It took all of his self-restraint not to just slam into her tight little body and show her what a real man was capable of. A look of pure mischief flashed over his face as he tangled his free hand in her hair and yanked her head back to stare into her lust-filled eyes. "Beg me." Spike laughed as she groaned at the words. "Say it, Slayer. Let me hear the words." Unwilling to play the submissive role for a moment longer, Buffy grabbed his cheeks between her palms and refused to break his authoritative gaze. With steely determination, she gazed deep into his emotive eyes and uttered the words that would seal her fate. "I want you to fuck me, Spike. Make me come." "That's my girl," he said, pleased that he could finally see shades of the little spitfire he knew and loved. Spike shrugged that thought aside and returned his full attention to the girl in his arms. "Now then, Slayer, take one of your hot little hands and guide me into that sweet little pussy." "Oh yeah, that's it, love. Make me feel real welcome." Buffy winced as his swollen head pushed inside her body. He took a firm grip on her waist, and with one sure thrust, Spike slammed inside her tight channel. She released a high-pitched scream as he stretched her beyond her wildest imagination. Panting in his ear, Buffy's fingers clawed at his shoulders and left little crescent moons in the soft leather of his duster. It was like being surrounded by molten lava. Spike froze, buried to the hilt inside her pliant body. He was convinced that he would be reduced to ashes at any moment as her tight channel molded itself around him like a velvet glove. The incredible sensations were unlike anything he had experienced in his entire existence, and Spike was concerned that he was going to embarrass himself like a horny teenager. He was William the Bloody, for Christ's sake. The feared and reviled scourge of Europe. Over a century's worth of experience, and this one incredible girl made him feel like a bloody fledgling barely in control of his fangs. Buffy whimpered above him as her internal muscles constricted around his cock. A strangled groan tore from his throat as she began to rock her hips tentatively against him. "Oh, yeah," Spike sneered. "I knew the only thing better than killing a slayer would be f—" Spike was silenced as Buffy attacked his lips in a brutal assault. He took a moment to savor the searing heat that surrounded him, and then he grabbed her ass to haul her upwards. By instinct, Buffy wrapped her legs around his slender waist and moaned as he slowly withdrew, until just the tip was nestled within her silken folds. With a triumphant roar, he surged forward and slammed her back against the wall. Spike sent a punishing pace as he repeatedly thrust inside her velvety sheath. His tight grip on her waist was sure to leave bruises by the morning, and the idea caused a wave of possession to wash through his entire body. The thought of marking her golden skin made his demon howl. "Oh, fuck. So bloody hot you are. That's it, love. Take it all. Fuck me back." Spike was mesmerized by the glorious sight of her body accepting every inch of his engorged cock. With each withdrawal, his sullen length glistened with her arousal, and his mouth watered at the thought of dropping to his knees and burying his face between her heavenly thighs. He wanted to taste her essence on his tongue as he lapped at her pussy in search for every drop of her sweet nectar. Leisurely, his eyes drifted upwards until they fell upon her succulent mouth. He was overcome with a vision of those pouty lips wrapped around his cock as Buffy knelt before him and took his length into her throat. As far as Spike was concerned, her body was a veritable banquet of possibilities, and by the time he was finished with her, it would be screaming Spike was here. "Oh, God." Spike was wrenched from his fantasy as Buffy groaned loudly into his ear. The deep, sultry tones sent a shiver down his spine, and his cock jumped within her silken walls. With a moan, she fisted her hands in his mussed curls and smashed her lips to his in a passionate kiss. Buffy uttered a series of high-pitched gasps against his mouth as she futilely tried to swallow her cries of pleasure. She arched against his chest, and the desire to see more of her nubile body overwhelmed him. With a resounding growl, Spike released his grip on her waist and tore her shirt open, sending buttons soaring in several directions. Lowering his head, he nipped her bra apart with his razor-sharp fangs and released her breasts to his hungry gaze. Spike was entranced by the sight of her creamy mounds heaving with each forceful plunge of his cock. The moonlight bathed her skin in a silver hue, and he was powerless to resist the urge to suckle on her puckered nipples. His restless hands returned to her waist as he latched on under her rosy bud, and with a firm grip he hauled her repeatedly into each thrust. As Buffy cried out above him, Spike began to roll his hips with each desperate push. The movement caused his cock to brush against her at just the right angle, allowing him to strike right there, Buffy screamed as his cock brushed that sensitive bundle of nerves within her. With a cocky smirk, Spike thrust in again, moving to the rhythm of her euphoric cries of there, cries which swiftly turned to screams of Spike. "Better keep it down, love, or your little Scooby mates could come running. What would they say, huh? Catching the slayer getting fucked raw by a demon." Spike was rewarded with a fresh burst of her arousal as Buffy clutched him tighter. "You like that, huh? It turns you on to think of someone seeing you like this." Buffy groaned as Spike slipped a hand between them and rubbed her clit in furious circles. "I've seen the way that whelp looks at you. Wonder what he'd say if he saw your juicy little pussy stretched around my cock. Give him a glimpse of what he can never have. You're mine, Buffy. Gonna bury myself so far inside you that no one else will ever be enough for you." Buffy laughed into his neck. "I thought you were gonna kill me." "Huh? Oh yeah, of course. Oh fuck, pet, that feels so good." Buffy groaned as she buried her fingers in Spike's curls and drew him to her neck. Her inner walls fluttered around his cock as she rushed headlong towards orgasm. Reaching between them, he gave her clit a sudden twist, and Buffy screamed her pleasure into the night. Her internal muscles clenched around him, and Spike roared as her pussy milked him of his release. "Oh God, I love you," Spike said as her delicate fingers held him to her fluttering pulse point. Buffy's body convulsed as his fangs sliced through the tender skin of her neck and took a long, slow pull of her blood. Dual sighs of satisfaction filled the air as Spike retracted his fangs and gave the small puncture wounds a parting kiss. Panting, he rested his head against her shoulder and heaved great gulps of unnecessary air into his undead lungs. The evening's physical exertion finally caught up with them, and Spike's legs buckled beneath him. Without thinking, he spun them around so that his back was against the rough wall as he sank to the ground and cradled Buffy between his legs. His demonic features melted away, and for several seconds neither spoke as they waited for their bodies to return to some semblance of normality. Although what passed as normal for a vampire and a slayer was certainly questionable. "You wrote character," Buffy said as she snuggled against his chest. Spike chuckled and tightened his arms around her. A tender smile formed on his lips as he dropped a kiss to the top of her head. "I couldn't help myself, sweetheart," he said, inhaling that sweet honey scent of her shampoo. He brushed his lips down the column of her neck and kissed his faded claim mark. "It was a pleasure devouring you, my love." Buffy laughed as she reached her right hand up to Spike's neck and gently stroked the matching mark she'd given him months ago. "I thought we were out of luck earlier. Did you take care of the newbie?" Spike chuckled as he pictured the look of disbelief on the fledgling vampire's face when he staked him. "Oh yeah, stupid saw didn't know what hit him." Buffy smiled as she leaned back against his solid chest and watched the sky overhead. For someone who'd spent so many nights under the stars, it was a relief to actually have a chance to appreciate them. A sense of contentment swept over her as Spike slipped his arms around her waist and nuzzled against her neck. "It's been a while since we made love outside," she said, interlocking her fingers with his. "We should get away from the academy more often." She felt Spike smile against her neck as his fingers played with the gold ring on her left hand. "Can I get that in writing?" "I know the perfect little place up in the mountains." He waggled his eyebrows indecently when Buffy turned her head to look up at him. "You, me, and a king-size bed. What more do we need?" "A beach would be nice," Buffy said, smirking at the incredulous look on her vampire's face. "I could do with working on my tan. Wonder if I'll freckle." Spike shook his head at her teasing remark and brushed his lips against his claim mark. The action caused a sensual tingle to radiate throughout Buffy's body. "I don't think it'll do either of us any sodden good if I take up some bathing pet," Spike said as his eyes roamed the length of her exposed body. "Of course, if you fancy modeling some bikinis, far be it for me to discourage you." "Pig. Oink, bloody oink." Buffy curled her body towards her husband's, and their lips met in a tender embrace. A bitter gust of wind blew throughout the cemetery, and Buffy shivered in his arms. "Cold love?" Spike asked, rubbing his hands down her arms. The ominous rumble of thunder reverberated in the distance, and Spike helped Buffy to her feet. "Come on, let's head home." "Yeah, good idea. I'm feeling a bit exposed here," Buffy said, tossing in the remains of her destroyed shirt at the smirking vampire. "That was a new top." "I'll buy you another one, love," Spike said, grinning. "You can't really expect any better of me when you're panting in my arms like a blushing virgin." He brought his hand up to run his fingers through her long blonde locks. "For one thing, we both know you're far from one of those." He winked and ran his tongue over his teeth, an action that never failed to bring butterflies to her stomach, even after all these years. Buffy responded with a half-hearted slap to the chest and a roll of her eyes. "Remind me again why I love you," she asked. "Because I'm so bloody resistible," Spike answered confidently as he tucked himself back into his jeans. Buffy giggled. "Oh yeah." Identical grins split their lips, and Spike chuckled as he slipped his duster off his shoulders and wrapped it around his mate. He dropped a soft kiss to her forehead as Buffy slipped her arms into the sleeves and moved to wrap them around his waist. It had been a tumultuous few years. When news of the impending battle in L.A. reached Rome, Buffy had set off with an army of fully trained slayers and had helped overcome the hordes of rampaging demons. The last thing she expected to find amidst the chaos of and destruction of the fallen city was Spike. Once the initial shock and anger had worn off, they finally sat down and brought some long, unspoken truths to the surface. The conversations were painful for both sides. However, Buffy's past insecurities had been buried along with the ruins of Sunnydale, and the fact that they still loved each other was undeniable, even to the judgmental eyes of her watcher and friends. Through the heartache and tears, they had each grown and matured and were finally able to forge ahead with a healthy relationship. All it took was a little honesty, and they picked up their burgeoning romance from where it was so brutally cut short in that collapsing hellmouth. The past 18 months had flown by. Their days were occupied with training the slayers and training at the academy in Cleveland and rebuilding the Watchers' Council. It was by no means easy, but they had stood as a united front against each obstacle that crossed their path. The unwavering support that they had offered each other was vital, and they were able to win over the majority of their most vocal challengers. Of course, if that didn't work, Buffy threatened to pummel them to the ground. It seemed that the sight of a pissed-off head slayer could put the fear of God into demons and humans alike. 6 months after their reunion, the two lovers exchanged vows in a private moonlit ceremony. Buffy looked radiant in a simple ivory sundress, and tears were shed from both parties as they pledged themselves to each other, body and soul. That very same night, they claimed each other in blood. Their bond was eternal, and heaven help anyone who tried to come between them. Tonight was their wedding anniversary, and never let it be said that they couldn't celebrate in style. Smiling proudly, Spike brushed a soft kiss against Buffy's lips and banded his arms around her waist. Right then, Mrs. Pratt, move that gorgeous ass of yours. The night's still young and there's a big comfy bed waiting for us at home. You've had your turn. Now it's mine. You're kidding, right? Buffy's legs were still trembling from her orgasms and her face was incredulous as she searched Spike's intense gaze. You're still ready to go? Even after that? Never underestimate the power of a honey vampire, love, Spike said, nuzzling at her neck. Especially yours truly. With a seductive purr, he enfolded Buffy in a passionate embrace before taking her hand in his and determinedly leading her away from the cemetery. Spike knew there was a little red cape with her name on it, and he was the perfect wolf to gobble her up. The end.
You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Oh, bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.